Hello, I am Janet.
And I'm Tara.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Tara is back.
Hello, I'm here.
You were here 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
I am stealing your life.
Yes.
I'm just sorry.
No, I'm glad to be here.
I am happier here as well. That's what happens when I try and schedule. I don't even know.
Like, I don't know what happened because I almost missed one. And then you're like, hey, you're going to be here tomorrow. And I was like, hey, I am going to be there tomorrow. Glad you said something.
I'm also going to be there the week.
And then,
after.
Here I am.
You are.
We're here.
I'm so glad. So you were talking about your hair when we were putting on our headphones. We got to discuss this. You had your hair braided. And if you're not watching Periscope.
You should be.
Yes.
My hair's not braided right now.
It's not, but your hair's like. Down. So, how long is that?
Just a little past
the boobie
area.
Yes.
So I braided my hair for, I would say it's been about 3 months of almost straight constant braiding. If I didn't braid it, it would be like maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. I would just like blow dry it and actually have it look good. But besides that, I was like, no, I'm not going to damage it or do anything to it. So it's been braided.
It looks super healthy.
So it feels so amazing. It's thick and it's long and it's just, oh, it feels good. But it's so poofy that I was putting my microphone on and it feels so, so poofy.
Well, I like it. So. It's
I don't know what
shiny
it looks like there, so,
and
but.
You're still not washing it, right?
No, I mean, I wash it, but not like.
Oh, I thought you used like vinegar.
Yeah, sometimes. Not constant.
Oh.
It's something that
thought you gave up shampoo and I was on the verge.
So no, I mean if I run out hair. I'll like do it for a while and then I'll get some. I'm not like in a rush to go get shampoo and conditioner. And sometimes I can just feel my hair needs a cleanse and then I'll do it that way. I did for a while, but no, I don't know.
Wow.
It's not a constant thing because I think the smell bothers like Josh and then I'm like self-conscious about it because I'm like.
Yeah, I like the smell of vinegar.
Yeah, I don't.
It's very clean to me.
Yeah. I think he likes the smell of
shampoo.
Herbal Essence. The shampoo. So
since we saw you 2 weeks ago, you've moved.
I moved.
How did that go?
The most
you guys
draining
didn't kill each other. That's
process
good.
Of my life. I had a market. I had the Paris Street Market.
Yeah.
And we moved the same weekend of that. So it was, I felt like it was 4 or 5 days of constant moving.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even feel like a human still. Like my body just hurts and I just like, I need a break.
And as we discussed last time, you downsized. And Steve and I have talked about this a couple times since you were here. I was like, Tara, downsized.
Yeah, 600 square feet.
So I got it down.
Nice. So we unpacked and we have unpacked and everything's like out and we have more than enough space, people. Like more than enough space. Our closets are full, but I mean, we have so much space and everything looks good. It doesn't look cluttered. It feels good.
You should post some pictures.
I should.
Yes.
I will. I haven't been doing any social media lately.
I kind of didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I was like, where's Tara?
Yeah.
Is she okay? And then you didn't respond to my email yesterday. And I was like, well, hope she's okay.
Oh, yeah. You should just assume I will be here.
Yes.
No, I looked over our notes and everything. And I should have emailed you back, but my phone was off all day yesterday.
No.
And so I plugged it in at like 10 or something at last night before after I fell asleep, woke back up, plugged it in. And yeah, I was like, I'm not dealing with any of this. See you tomorrow. No,
you're awesome.
I just need a break.
I
need a break.
Surprised.
So bad.
When I don't hear from you, I'm not surprised because I know you do unplug more than most.
Yeah.
And probably we all should do that.
Yeah.
But
the social media, I don't know why I kind of just needed a break from it. I think
was
it's just overloaded. It's so just, I think it just controls people's lives and people obsess about it and people obsess about the following and the likes and the, and so I love it because of the art form, but I feel like I lost that because people are just so obsessed with it and so obsessed with the idea behind it and it's time consuming. And so it's not that I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm still going to do it, but.
You just need to take a break from time.
And I don't know when I'll inspired, I'll come back.
I was thinking about doing that a couple days ago, but I stopped because of two girls and a bottle of wine. I'm like,
yeah,
I need to stay.
You need to. Yeah, so
and
I've still been doing a little
same,
La Lovely. Yeah. I mean, not nearly as much as I was, which I'll continue, but.
Did you turn off your personal account? Because you can do that, right? Can't you turn off your personal account and still keep your pages active?
No, I don't think so. Oh. So that's why, I mean, I just don't really get on anymore. I don't know.
It's on my phone. Weird.
I think it's just because I'm so over people.
Do I delete
just
the app?
Always being on their phones when I'm trying to be around them, or in that. I think that right there just drained me. And so I was like, ugh, I don't even want to be around my phone. And if it's an important email, yeah, I'll answer it. But besides that.
And you have a 6 plus.
And I got a 6 plus. And I was like, well, this is such a good camera. I'm going to take pictures. Yes.
No.
I haven't done anything. I don't know why. Nothing. I think I need a break. I don't know.
I understand. Anyway. I'm there. I was there.
Exhausted.
I should probably just delete the Facebook app because I can still keep the Pages app on my phone, I think.
Okay, and still interact that way, yeah.
Yeah, just to take like a week off.
Yeah, I don't even know how long it's been. I didn't even take the break. I feel like the break just like took me.
You're like,
it was like,
Tara, stop.
You're just, yeah.
So speaking of a lovely vintage, I looked at your webpage yesterday. Is it up to date?
It is. The events are up to date. Right. And I did that just for you. Thanks. Well, and all everybody else, but especially for you.
So I was like, oh, this is exciting. So we have FarmCAD.
Yes.
Is that?
It's a new one. It's a new farmer's market that's happening
here.
Okay,
that's what it is. Yes. And it's on this Saturday.
Yes.
And it's just Saturday, right?
Yes. There's going to be more throughout the year, too, that we'll be participating in. But this will be the first one. And it's like a farmer's market and a buyer's market. So it's kind of, you know, that you can buy the clothing and the accessories and stuff as well as the food and everything. So they kind of mix the two. So I'm really excited to
be a part of that. And it's on Pierce Street.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
It's near Colfax.
Okay. All right.
Ish. Yeah.
I'll put the information on our website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be great. 600 Pierce Street.
1600.
1600 Pierce
right?
Street. Yeah.
Okay. I thought I got it right.
Yep. No, you're right. I'm not.
You're not. Have you moved to your new Blake Street?
No, it's still being built, which I'm going to post a picture today. I've been driving for the majority of today. That's why. Most of the reason why I'm never on social media as well is because I'm always driving. But
and that's good that you're not social mediaing while driving. So safety first, Tara.
It's still being built and the walls were put in. And so it looks amazing. And they're just still constructing and building it.
So it's kind of like my best friend's going through this house building process. And it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
This is your business building process.
Yeah. And it's, wow, it's beautiful.
Aww.
I'll post a picture. It's so light and pretty and can't wait.
My girlfriend, she, like I said, they're building a house and I like walked in and it's massive.
Oh, really?
And
so
I thought
she's
of
done
you
with
again.
It? Is she?
No, not yet. Okay. But just to see the rooms and the size of the closets, I thought of you. I was like, Tara would not agree with that. I don't know why you are my small living person.
That's
now.
Funny. It is. And that's me. And I got into an argument, not an argument, but
I was like,
disagreement
with
my mom about living. And we were at a park and the houses were just ridiculous. And I was just talking to her about it. She's like, well, why don't people have the right to do that? I'm like, oh, they have the right to do that. But I was like, but this, and this, and this. And we went into it and she just wouldn't agree because I agree that people have the right to, you know, if you have the money, spend it. But there's so many other ways you could also spend your money. And I don't feel like, I feel like people almost do that to fulfill their life when it's not fulfilling their life.
Right.
So I don't know.
Steve and I have talked, because this is a big house for two people.
Yeah.
It's
a family house.
Yeah. I'm like, we don't need this. I don't need this. This is a lot of
house. It's overwhelming at a point.
It is.
I was overwhelmed with my space.
Which was 800 square feet?
It was 1,200
square feet. 1,200.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you've cut it in half.
Yeah.
How much clothes did you get
I
rid
do
of?
Less walking around aimlessly to figure out what I was about
yes.
to do. I do less of that because I have less space
to
do it in.
Stop and forget, like, oh, where was I going?
I am.
I kind of feel like an Alzheimer's patient.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I did that a lot at my
I think
my
I'm
own
getting
place.
Early Alzheimer's, dementia. It's setting in. I forget what I was doing down here. So, well, I'm excited that you're exhausted.
I'm so tired. You can tell I'm just so tired.
No, I can't.
You can't?
Just knowing everything you're going through right now.
I've never felt so tired in my life.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah.
And coming up, we have the Denver Flea.
Yeah, Denver Flea. I'm so excited. We're getting ready. We're already prepping.
How often does that happen?
4 times this year it's going to happen. So it already happened once. Here's your second chance.
And it's in a parking garage. I liked your little picture.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, Blake Street, right by our
27th and Blake,
next to our soon-to-be storefront. So,
will your storefront be ready by that point?
No.
Oh
no, fall.
Could you have like an early open house?
No, we got a lot of work. I'm like, if you see the picture, it's still being built. Windows are in. That's
good.
Yeah,
with all this rain because we've turned into Seattle.
That's exactly. Yes, exactly. So,
and then July 4th is another
Paris
Street Market.
Yeah,
and that's at the Aspen Grove. So you got lots of stuff coming up, and I'm super excited about it. Yeah. I will hopefully get to see one of them.
Yeah. Dinner Flu would be a good one, because if you guys want to have a drink and just have, you know, a fun night, you know, it's you can go in the afternoon,
live
evening.
Live music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can definitely do that. Yeah. So, lovelyvintage.com, and I will post the link for the events page, because that is my favorite part of your website.
The events page.
Where's she going to be? So maybe I can go.
Yeah, so soon we'll have the website and everything up, and I think a lot of the reason why I've been so, like, closed behind closed doors is because we've really been working on the design and the, like, rebranding of the business.
Is it changing?
It's not changing. It's just becoming more detailed and more specific. I wish you could see our shop, because when people think of vintage and antiques, I think they think of, like, just junk and a lot of stuff to pile through.
Like a flea market.
And like a flea market. And so what I kind of have gotten from people, and what I've kind of seen as work like the West Elm almost, but vintage. So you kind of come in and it's like a West Elm-ish thing. It looks newer. A lot of people ask if it's new stuff. And it's just done in a very specific, detail-oriented way. And so we want to continue to do that. And we want to, like, I want to continue to, like, narrow out everything that adds too much and pressure and pulls me into any directions. And so I think that's, again, a lot of the reason why I'm kind of just, like, waiting to feel like I'm ready to expose.
And
where
it's kind
we're
of
headed.
Good timing, because like, you got this summer, you got all of your events, and then when the weather starts to turn cold, I'm moving into the storefront.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll have everything, like, perfect, and I just
feel
like
I'm so excited.
Yeah, good to go. So,
are you gonna have, like, an open house?
Yeah, we're gonna have a
grand opening.
Grand opening.
That's
we're gonna have
word.
A huge grand
Not
opening.
Open house. That's for
so
houses.
We're opening. We're sharing a space with Judith and Joe. Mm-hmm. I said that before, and so Brandy and Sarah from Judith and Joe are wonderful, and I'm just excited to work with them. And I know that they're going to have a great, like, grand opening, because they're fun like that. So where I lack, they bring out the good.
Give me some notice. I'll make some cupcakes.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be August.
It'll be fun.
September. So
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
All right. So Woman Crush of the Week time.
Yes.
You ready?
I am.
You go first.
This is easy for me because it's my friend's birthday. So I'm going to pick her.
So today is June 8th.
Yes. So Hannah Riley, you're my woman crush of the week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. She's such a wonderful person. And we met at such a random place in a random time. And she lives in Texas now. She was only here for a short amount of time. She ended up working at a random job where I was working randomly at the time, part-time. And we just became, like, inseparable when she was here. Mm. And so she just came out 2 months ago. We spent some time together. Or actually, that was just last month. And we spent some time together. And she's just a wonderful woman of God, just a wonderful Christian woman. And she just inspires me to be a better person and a better friend. And so she's my woman crush.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hannah Riley.
Yeah, Hannah Riley.
That's awesome.
You're the one.
Are you going to go
smart.
To Texas this year?
So hopefully soon. We've been trying to plan a trip in October.
Off.
Yeah, October. We're trying to get to Marfa, Texas. So.
Yeah, Martha. Marfa. What is that near? Marfa.
Marfa, yeah.
Marfa.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Like east, like west.
So it's
middle of, like,
nowhere.
Between middle of nowhere, Texas.
So I would say it's probably 3 to 6 hours from Austin.
Okay.
Yeah.
East, west.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I do not know. I'd have to look on a map probably, because I don't know exactly. But it is. It's like an outdoor kind of, you sleep in a teepee. You kind of, like, have a,
She lives in a teepee?
No, you sleep. Oh. That's where we want to go, is to, that we're going to take a trip together there. So
I was, remember the last time you were here, we were talking about the small community.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like,
she would totally be in my little community.
Ah, she would be in my tribe.
She would be. Yeah. Number one. Hey.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
My woman crush of the week is Flor DeForce. She's one of the most successful beauty and fashion vloggers in the UK. So I am obsessed with watching her beauty vlog on YouTube. And then I think it's every other month. I don't know that there's consistency, but this year it's been every other month. She vlogs every day. Like, this is what I do. This is my husband, Mike. And they're just adorable. And she's got a global audience, obviously. I'm here in Colorado and she's in the UK. Her YouTube videos currently attract 3 to 5 million views per month. And between her three channels, she has accumulated over 1.8 million subscribers. And she also has a blog, which attracts an average of 100,000 unique visitors per month. And between all of her sites, she has combined a view count of over 170 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's just adorable. She just seems like you're watching just a normal girlfriend just living.
And so what does she do on her vlogs? Like, it's just like an introduction. She posts it and then does things, or does she kind of...
She carries around a camera.
And then she directs
kind of... Yes, that's her vlog. Okay. Like, today I'm going to a wedding. That was the most recent one. Okay. And this is what I'm wearing. And then, okay, we're in the middle of the wedding and I had to change shoes because my feet hurt. And this is, you know, it's just real
How
life.
Long are they?
Like 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's not long at all.
Okay.
It's enough. What's that word? Voyeurism? Where you watch other people live?
Yeah.
That's it.
So, you're attracted to her style and her design. Yes. Like her, okay.
She's just cute.
Yeah.
And
good style, fashion sense. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
And
interesting.
She has a beauty vlog too, where she does makeup. Like, does makeup reviews.
I know her because of that. I think I know who you're talking about because of that.
She's very popular, and she just had her first book called The Glam Guide. It was released in February. You can't buy it in bookstores here yet, but you can get it on Amazon.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And just Fleur de Force. You can find her anywhere. YouTube blog. I Googled because I was like, what? Because I watch her every day of my life. And I'm like, she should be my woman crush.
Yeah.
And when I Googled, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's got lots of links. So Fleur de Force. And I think I like the English accent. I'm partial to that. I think a lot of people are, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. So question and answer fun time. Okay. Just like last time.
Yes. The book.
Yes. So, questions for Tara. This is from T-Squared last week.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Why?
Because we get to celebrate Jesus.
Oh, that's awesome. If you were on a desert island, what is the one thing you would have besides food and water?
Chapstick.
Look at you.
I couldn't even let you finish that sentence. I'm like, I'm just getting... sick thinking about not having chapstick with
me. Drink some water.
Yes, chapstick.
If you could throw a party anywhere in the world, where would it be?
In the world?
Yes.
Okay. In the world. I don't know. That's Hawaii, because I've never been there.
You need to go.
Yeah, so that would be a good...
Second honeymoon. Get on it.
I was going to say Mars, but you said the Earth, so that wouldn't work.
I was like, yeah, I said the Earth.
You're like, what do you mean?
You want to go to Mars? Okay.
Yeah,
Take your oxygen. Don't forget your oxygen. All right. The last time you were here.
Yeah. Hollywood.
I threw Hollywood happenings at you and you were kind of like, yeah. Miranda Lambert. What? So I told you the next time you were here, which happened to be 2 weeks later, it would be your Hollywood happenings. So take it away, Tara.
So I am not somebody who ever turns on the television.
Right.
Okay. So
that's why I'm excited.
I had to search for these Hollywood happenings. I did do some research. I got on Google and I went to like the worst websites probably in the world.
Like TMZ.
Oh. And a few others, and I was like, I don't know, I went through a lot, not news, I think I just got more angry by all of the celebrity shit that people say is news, no, I'm just kidding. So I guess the only things that I found that were somewhat interesting to me is Kanye West, anything with Kanye.
Today's his birthday.
So Kim threw him a huge birthday party in the Staples Center,
this.
I believe.
That's
Staples
in LA.
Center.
That's where the LA teams play.
Yeah, so it's all basketball. Yeah, so Josh is obsessed with
Kanye?
LA. No, oh. LA and Staples Center and then the Lakers.
Has he driven there?
Oh, we've been. Yeah, we went to Staples Center. We took pictures outside all of the statues for him. He really likes the Lakers. Yeah, no, I didn't like LA that much. It was kind of stinky.
It is.
And trashy, but so I thought that was interesting that she's throwing him a big birthday, I guess. I think it's
Did it already happen, or is it coming up?
I think it already happened, but it is, because they said see pictures. I didn't look, but...
Oh.
this is how involved I am.
That's what I
so
love
I'm
about
guessing
her.
That it already happened.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It sounded like it. And they're pregnant again, so there's that.
Baby number two due in December.
Yes. I'm not a Kim fan, but I am a Kanye fan. I've been a Kanye fan for a very long time. So I
about probably a year and a half ago, if you listen to Two Girls and Bottle Wine, you know when this happened, but I fell into keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh, okay.
And now I watch it.
So they're still doing that show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
And I remember the episode where he proposed. It was a baseball stadium.
Never seen it. Weird.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't.
So they're very sportsy.
Yeah, like, they are. Yeah.
Basketball stadium, baseball stadium.
Yeah.
And he's not in a lot of the keeping up. Like, you'll see him in the background.
Oh, God. That makes me happy then. Because I would hate for that to happen.
It's so trashy. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it to anyone. But I don't watch it. Like, it's not like, oh, my God, it's Sunday. I have to watch it. It's when... Typically when I'm typing up my notes for Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine or when Steve's
or
out
laundry
of town.
Or something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's background noise.
Yeah.
I don't hone in on what's Chloe wearing today.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I do... Yeah, that was the only news. And then the Caitlyn Jenner thing.
You were like all about the Kardashians.
And well, that's the only news, I guess, that even attracted me. Because everybody else, I'm like, first of all, I don't know who you are. Second of all, what do you do? And then anybody... That was really... Really bad celebrity news.
No. You know what? You made an effort.
I did. I looked.
And it
almost like angered me looking because I was like, why am I wasting time on this? And I was like, people read these magazines.
You said, damn it, Janet.
People obsess.
Damn it, Janet.
Damn it, Janet. Why? Why am I on TMZ.com right now?
This is on my internet history forever.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, do you mind if I do the cupcake and... birthday fun?
Yes, no, please do. I'm glad you came prepared.
I do. I bring out the birthdays every week. So today, actor James Darren is 79. Singer Nancy Sinatra is 75. That made me feel old. I don't know. I didn't feel like she was that old. No? These boots are made for walking.
Oh.
That song. Yeah.
Wow.
And Frank Sinatra's daughter.
Nancy is?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I thought you would totally know.
I guess I never put the two and two together.
Yeah. Tomorrow, comedian Jackie Mason is 87. Actor Michael J. Fox. How old is he going to be?
Michael J. Fox?
I was shocked.
50? I don't know.
You're closer than... it's 54.
Okay, 54.
I was like, I thought he was in his 40s. Johnny Depp's going to be 52.
Wow, 52.
Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Edward Scissorhands, if you're as old as me. Natalie Portman is 34 tomorrow.
Okay, she's still so young.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
so young.
You're older than me. Yes. On June 10th, we got actor Andrew Stevens is 60. Actress Gina Gershon is 53. And let's see, singer JoJo of Casey and JoJo is 44. Singer Faith Evans is 42. I'm not knowing a lot of these names, but country singer Lee Bryce is 36. He's an amazing songwriter.
Casey and JoJo.
There you go. See, I try. I really do try.
Keep going.
Woo! June 11th, actor Gene Wilder is 82. You know that name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The drummer Frank Beard of ZZ Top is 66. Singer Donnie Van Zant of 38 Special and of Van Zant is 63. Actor Hugh Laurie is 56. House.
Oh.
Did you watch that show?
No, but I know who you're talking about.
He's freaking hilarious. And then let's see. Actor Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek. Remember him? Pacey?
The guy?
The brunette?
No.
That's not Dawson.
No, well, Dawson himself?
No.
I don't know anybody else besides that one.
I love this. This is so much fun.
Keep me up to date.
I'm trying. Rapper Grandmaster D of Houdini.
Okay.
He's going to be 53 on the 12th.
Wow, 53.
I know. That feels old for an
rapper.
A rapper. Because don't they? Yeah, they get lots of bad stuff. Country singer Chris Young is going to be 30 on the 12th. And then on June 13th, Steve and I will celebrate our 5-year dating anniversary.
Yay! Congratulations.
Yep. I just threw that in there. Did not plan that at all. Let's see. Singer-guitarist Rivers Cuomo of Weezer is 45. Steve-O from Jackass is 41.
Wow. Is he still doing stupid shit?
I think so. I think when you can't stop. Kat Dennings, I think she is the brunette on Two Broke Girls. Kat Dennings.
Okay, that's a pretty funny show.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
29 years old, and then June 13th, Mary Kate and Ashley are going to be 29.
29.
Wow. The Olsen twins are turning 29. What? What are you doing?
I just thought they were, I guess I thought they were older than that.
I thought they were in their 30s.
Yeah, I was like, they're not that much older than I am.
They've been in our lives for a long time.
Yeah, like my whole life they've been in my life. Okay, here we go.
So last week you kind of like shocked me. What? And I had planned to have sugar here in some form, but I suck.
You didn't?
No.
It's okay. I already thought about stopping and getting ice cream on the way home. But then I was like, Josh would hate me if I didn't bring him any.
So you get closer to home.
Yeah. So I got to get it way closer to home.
But I was shocked because you're so, you seem like so like.
Yeah.
You grow your own vet. I don't know if you do this, but that's what, very earthy and like.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely
eat. I don't see
eat.
You oh, down yeah. in a Snickers bar.
Oh, I totally did today. I did today. Yeah. That was, yeah, probably 11 a.m. I ate a Snickers
bar.
It
was your boost.
I got some bad habits here, people.
Well, thanks for revealing them, because we all do. Yeah, we all do. And I saw this, and I was like, this is hilarious. Health food celebrities swear by. The first one is vegan and gluten-free desserts.
Okay.
I don't know what that includes. Like, that's...
Cream and custardy stuff?
Yeah. Like, you can't do bread.
No.
You can't do, like, milk. And eggs? Isn't that vegan? I might be not making
no,
sense.
No, you're right. It is.
So that's a lot of, like, water. Yeah,
that's a lot of substitutions.
That's a lot of chemicals, I would think. Right?
I don't know what you would substitute eggs and butter for, because they're in a...
Applesauce?
Yeah, applesauce.
Because haven't I heard that applesauce can substitute for butter?
Huh, yeah.
Boxed water. Have you seen this?
I have.
Phenomenon? Yeah. Do you buy boxed water?
No.
Because I feel like it's a gimmick.
I don't buy any water.
Oh, you drink it out of the tap?
Well, I...
Do you have a purifying system?
No. So I use my own wives' tale, I think it's called.
But
purifying system. I just have a giant jug that I'll fill up with water.
Okay.
I'll put it in the fridge. Uh-huh. I'll wait exactly 24 hours. I'll drink it and it tastes great. And cold. And it doesn't taste like tap water. Tap water tastes disgusting, and I know exactly what that tastes like.
Right.
It doesn't taste like tap water.
It doesn't.
It tastes completely clean.
So I gave you a bottled water.
Does and it tastes the exact same as this water after 24 hours of it being in the fridge. And my mom's like, well, it just purifies itself. And I was like, well, that's probably not true, but I'll believe you because you're my mom.
It tastes good.
And it does taste
it
good. And I know that taste.
Yeah.
I know that taste, and it takes that taste completely away. So
I
have a
have
big old jug
that.
Of water.
Because I buy the cases of
yeah,
that. I recycle.
Okay.
I recycle.
Yeah.
But I buy the cases, and that would save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Green smoothies. Are you a smoothie fan?
Love smoothies.
What do you put in your smoothies?
Everything. Bananas,
We've
spinach, yeah, kale, anything.
Kind of Delicious. A mixture. That's how Steve is.
But I have freeze bananas waiting for me to try to eat as ice cream.
You remember.
I did. Yeah.
Oh,
they're in there. I haven't tried it. They're in there. They're waiting, but I haven't tried it yet.
So what you do is like you put them out for like an hour or maybe two in the refrigerator and it softens it up.
Okay.
And then add some like sugar-free chocolate chips or powdered peanut butter, whatever.
Powdered peanut butter?
It's PB2. What they do is they suck all the fat out of it and it turns it into a powder.
Holy moly.
And it removes like most of the calories.
Do you put it on a sandwich?
You can. It's kind of weird, though. I tried that once. I mixed it with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's see if we can make peanut butter. No.
Yeah.
It's
just
not the same.
Just do, like, organic peanut butter.
I haven't tried that. Because I think the calories are still in organic peanut butter.
There is calories, but, I mean, they're not... I don't think they're bad.
They're not
like
as bad.
Bad calories.
Yeah.
I love peanut butter.
But, like, this cuts... me, too. I had a spoonful. Yes. I finished off the jar of the regular peanut butter before you arrived. Nice. So, sorry.
No, that's good. It's protein, right?
It is. Yeah. That's what I tell Steve every time.
I'm like,
I gotta get my protein.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I add that to my bananas. And then I also add it to my smoothies. My dessert smoothies.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
But I can't start the day with smoothies. I've tried and my blood sugar just crashes by like 11.
Yeah, I think you said that.
It That's... must be me.
I don't know.
Because Steve's fine, you're fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
And do you
but
get
it's
the
totally
big
a dessert
straws?
Too. You could have it for a dessert. Like, I used to, but they were so hard to clean. And if you didn't clean them out immediately, they got really gunky. And so I tossed them.
So you just gulp it?
Yes. Yeah, but you have to make it. I mean, make it appealing. You have to make... I mean, I make them like... I like them, you know, super... Either super... Yeah, I like them super chunky. I don't like them...
Okay, you like them chunky.
I like them chunky.
I didn't like the chunks.
Not like chunks of food. Like, yeah, like more ice. Chunky
oh,
by
ice.
More ice.
I didn't add ice.
I use like yogurt instead
like
of milk.
I would use like frozen vegetables. Okay. And frozen fruits.
Yeah.
Instead of ice.
So I would do, no, I would do fresh and then ice, no milk, just yogurt. So it's not too runny. I like it thick, like a smoothie.
See, like a thick smoothie. You would be good for this one. Have you tried cold pressed juice?
Yes, I have.
I went on to this website. It gives lovegracefoods.com and I could get a week of cold pressed juice for like hundreds of dollars. I'm like, nope.
I know. It's like you could have 7 days of cold pressed juice for $120.
No, what? Nothing else. Just go on this crazy cleanse and want to kill people.
Yeah, right.
For $100. Have you done that?
No, I've had it because it was on sale. Like, okay. It was like going bad or whatever. So King Super's half price. I was like, I'll try it, and it was so strong. Whoa, it was strong. I did the wrong flavor.
What flavor?
I did like a cucumber lemon or something, and it was.
Yeah.
It was just way too much cucumber and lemon.
Oh. Cucumber's kind of subtle.
But I feel like it was only two or three, like, vegetables. Oh. So it was just, like, all of them were way too overpowering for.
Add them to your smoothie.
I should have, yeah. It was good. It was refreshing. Mm-hmm. But it was strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do farm fresh eggs?
Of course.
I knew it. Oh, yes. I knew she would
say, eggs are disgusting if they're not organic or farm fresh.
Please explain.
What do you, an egg? I mean, it's just, that's genetically modified food you're eating if it's not organic or farm fresh. Like 90% of the food that you are ingesting, if you're buying it at the grocery store, is genetically modified if it is not organic or fresh fruits and vegetables.
How do you genetically modify an egg?
The chickens are genetically modified, and then they force them to, you know, make as many eggs as possible. None of it's natural. The food that they're feeding them, the chickens are usually on tubes or, you know, like, they're not chickens. They don't look like chickens at all.
Oh.
They
just have the insides of a chicken?
Kind of like, they just, you just gotta watch the documentaries on Netflix, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about chicken and eggs and corn and anything else that.
Do you buy the egg whites in a carton?
No.
No.
But I don't eat very many eggs that much. I just kind of, lately.
How do you do protein? Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, yeah. meat. I love meat. Mm-hmm. Like red meat.
Fish. I love steak.
Yeah, steak. Ugh.
Steve will be out of town. So almost every Friday, Steve's out of town, and I don't have plans. I go to King Supers, I buy a steak, and that's what's for dinner. Because nice. He's not a steak fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I was surprised, too. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You're a long-haired country guy, and you don't like steak. No, he's a chicken fish guy.
Okay.
Well, now we know.
So chicken, I don't like chicken just at all now. Even organic, I just don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's mostly the documentaries. I don't know, really.
We have chicken thighs cooking.
Well,
up there.
They smell delicious.
That's and all no, the garlic.
So, yeah, I know. It's so hard. Because I do like chicken. It's just the way it's prepared. And mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm picky with my food after the documentaries I've watched on Netflix.
No, I feel like you could educate me and our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I didn't know it would be this intense, though.
I'm really passionate about it.
I'm excited about it. Keep it going.
And then people are like, you're so skinny. And I'm like, well, you know what? I have a lot of reasons, you know, or just anyway. Let's move on.
Farmers market, we know you love those.
Yes, they're so fun.
Do you have
fun.
A good farmers market where you're living now?
I'm right by Cherry Creek Mall, so they have a farmers market.
Yeah.
They have
we drove one. By that.
That's a good one.
Saturdays only?
Yes. Yes. That's and huge. Then... City Park had one. I don't know if they still have it this year, but they did last year, and it was my favorite one. This cat's so cool.
Rain. He is the pod cat. Coconut water. Are you a coconut water fan?
Yes, I do like coconut water.
I bought a coconut. It's in our refrigerator. I'm so excited. Steve and I are going to puncture it, drink it together.
There you
and
go.
Take a picture. So be prepared. Okay, I can't get rid of social media because I plan stuff like that. When I buy a coconut.
You got to take a picture.
This is going to be a hell of a vlog picture. quinoa, I've been eating regularly, and I really like it.
Quinoa's so good. I have so many good quinoa recipes.
I did that earlier. It's all good. So what is your favorite quinoa recipe?
I do like a quinoa patty, mm-hmm. with like feta and dill and just some breadcrumbs, some eggs, put it all together. It's a patty, with some little yogurt sauce, yum. Or you can substitute the rice in your stuffed peppers with mm-hmm. quinoa, and that's delicious.
See, I've been replacing rice. We're rice people, but someone told me there's no nutritional value in rice.
Not as much as not anywhere. Quinoa's so quinoa. Way to go.
We've been eating a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ways to eat it.
I replaced, I used to do like a chicken and macaroni and cheese thing. I replaced the macaroni with quinoa. it was still very good.
Yeah.
I love cheese. health conscious cocktails. I know you're not a huge drinker, but I saw this picture of Kate Hudson, and she was at a bar with a friend, and it was an all organic carrot, apple, ginger, and gin concoction from the Shack Bar.
I wouldn't want gin in there. I just wouldn't want that. I mean, everything else sounds good, but as soon as
I've started drinking gin a little bit, I think it's an old person thing.
No, I mean, I like gin, but not in. I just don't think it could go in that. I don't know. I just got to have my alcohol separate from.
Yeah. But that does sound pretty.
So it's like a pressed? Is it like a.
It's an all organic carrot.
So it's a juice. It would be like a juice.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
With a little bit of gin.
Yeah, see? I don't know the carrot and gin thing.
Yeah, carrot and apple thing bothered me.
I think the whole carrot in a drink always juice. Bothers me.
I tried that once.
It's just like, carrots are delicious, but not as liquid.
No. All right, so Amy Schumer, have you been following her?
She's funny.
She's blowing funny.
She's
up.
My girl.
Her movie is approaching, and I'm going to play the acceptance speech at the Glamour Awards that happened a few days ago right now. Okay. She's a funny lady.
She
has her movie Trainwreck coming up July 17th, and I have slowly been editing my interview with her that I had, but I just want it to be perfect, and it takes forever for perfection.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Steve, just do it while I'm at work. It hasn't happened yet. So, yeah, Trainwreck, the movie. Now, things every indecisive person wants to know. I am a very indecisive person. Ask my friends. Hey, let's meet for dinner. Sounds great. What date? What time? We got that. The day comes. Where you wanna eat? I don't care. I'm not. I like food. That's seriously my thing. Are you like that?
I'm very indecisive and the worst.
Have people gotten frustrated? Like boyfriends, husbands?
My husband hates it. My mom, everybody. I mean, it's just a...
I think Steve's gotten used to it. He's like, we're going to go do this. Awesome.
I wish people just would. I try to, like, sit down and explain it to them, and
you
they
get
won't.
To choose whatever you
want.
Yeah,
like, this is so exciting for you.
Don't make me think. So this is why we are indecisive people. It can be frustrating. So we would prefer to go with the flow. I'm all about the social environment. Like, spending time with my friends, spending time with my boyfriend. I don't care where I'm at.
Yeah.
As long as it's not cold. I don't like being cold. Don't take me to an ice rink. Why?
I don't know. I think that if I have an opinion or if I have something I want to do, I will definitely share it immediately.
Yes.
But besides that, I don't care. I just am totally the go with the flow kind of person. And yeah, I like food, so anything sounds delicious. And if something doesn't, then I'll be like, that doesn't. But everything, you know, like I'll say...
Menus are very diverse.
Yeah, exactly. So really, anything sounds great. If I have an opinion, I will say it. But besides that, I'm like, I'm so go with the flow. And I think it drives my husband crazy. It drives him crazy. And I've told him so many times, I'm like, you have the best world. Like, I don't watch television. So I don't ever have the remote. I don't ever bitch about where we're going to eat or have an opinion about what we're going to watch or eat. Like, those are just two things I don't care about. Because in my world, they don't freaking matter to me. I mean, not really.
So
not
what
really.
Do you care about? Like, what do you, like, be like, yes, this is what we have to do?
Like, in like as food? Or like, no just in general.
In the
like
things
in,
you have to do.
Go to church on Tuesdays. Like, that's, like, my thing that I if we don't do it, it's, like, yeah, it upsets me. That's my one thing that...
There you go.
That's... And he knows that. I'm like, I don't ask much, but church on Tuesdays is, like, that's my thing. That's
so
one
I'm
thing.
Sure you've trained
I mean, there's
by
things
now.
I'm passionate on. Yeah, definitely, but... Things I just don't, like, I make way too many decisions in a day to have to decide what to eat or where to go and what time. Like, tell me and I will be there.
So that was one thing I had to adjust with Steve. He's kind of like, if I didn't plan dinner at home, we would just
not
eat cereal.
Yeah.
It'd be like eight o'clock at night. Nothing's thawed. Okay, let's have Cocoa Puffs. So I have to plan that.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to meals, I'm like, so he has a big radar when it comes to new restaurants and restaurants we haven't tried. And so I'm like, write that stuff in your phone. So as soon as I'm like, hey, let's go out to eat, bam.
There's a list or something you can choose
So
from.
That's how I've trained him.
There you go.
He has a list.
Yeah, but. I don't know. I think, I don't know. I can't train Josh because he's always like, I'm going to make the wrong decision. And I'm like, no, you're really not. I'll tell you if it's wrong, but I'm sure it's fine.
Well, plus, and I'm not going to make the wrong decision.
Right? I have no idea. I think it was, actually, I know exactly when it was because we walked in there and I sat down and I was like, hey, it's way too nice of a day to be in here. Don't you want to go down the street and maybe sit outside? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, so it's like not like a bad thing. Yes. I'm just like, I knew immediately that it was way too nice to be indoors. So we went up the street and had something outdoors.
I was thinking that,
you know,
today.
That's like the only, but it's not like a problem. It's just like an opinion. No, it was like a, this is really dark and we just came from like the most beautiful, like Denver. Yeah. So we, that's, I'm very easygoing.
That's how I am.
Very easygoing.
I was thinking on the way home today because it's a beautiful, warm day. I love warmth. It was like 80 degrees and I was like, this is
heaven. I love
it.
I know. I just thought it just,
I drove by the pool and I'm like, well, I have podcasts tonight and then Steve wants to go to a movie tomorrow night. Why would I go sit in a dark movie theater when it's 80 degrees outside and beautiful? But that's the two different minds. He loves movies. I love the sunshine.
Yeah. Well, there's so many cool outdoor movies too that you can catch in the summers. So
we haven't done that. We need to do that.
Yeah,
and there's
Red
a drive-in
Rocks, there's
coming.
Red Rocks. Yeah, drive-in. I mean, there's so many different. Yeah. This is far for you, but Infinity Field, that was a neighborhood that we're in. Mm-hmm. They have a movie once a week, a family movie outdoors.
Do you guys go?
No, we've never gone.
Tara, by the next time
make
you
an,
come here.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Make some time for myself here.
So this article says that we're people pleasers. I could say I'm a people pleaser because I don't want to make the waves.
Yeah.
And I don't, are you an oldest?
No.
Are you middle? Baby?
So
you
I
have a sibling.
Yes, I do. Well, it's very confusing. So yeah. I was the youngest until my dad remarried, which was pretty young in my life. So, and then I had two younger sisters. So then I became a middle. So for like 13 years, I was younger and then I became a middle.
Gotcha.
Like 13, 14.
See, I'm an older and maybe, I don't know. I don't know what makes me a people pleaser. I've tried to analyze that and I'm like, you would think being an oldest, I'd be more self-centered.
No, I don't know.
And my brother would be the people pleaser.
Because
he
younger?
Always did what I told him to.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think your environment makes it, maybe. Yeah.
Hmm.
It might just be who you are.
It might be the environment, but maybe not that.
Yeah.
I just always attribute that.
I don't know. I don't know what makes me a people pleaser.
This also says that we might identify as high sensitive.
Yeah.
Highly sensitive people have an acute ability to recognize subtleties and details, which could make decisions more challenging. So I tend to pick up, and sometimes I'm totally off, but I'll pick up people's annoyances and I'll be like, oh, what? How can I make you happy?
Mm-hmm.
I am so chill. Like, we can make, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm way off base. Do you ever do that?
So I am a highly sensitive person.
You are.
I am. Yes, I am. I've actually read a lot about highly sensitive people.
Really?
And the Enneagram, which I talked about at one time, that has kind of.
So how do you
led
deal
me
with
to that?
That.
I was just born when I was younger, I could just feel all my environments very well. So like I can just feel people's energies and I don't know how to explain it, but it makes me very sensitive and very in tuned. I don't think that has anything to do with my decision making, but I do think that it has. I mean, I just know that that's who I am as a person.
Do you think you take what you feel into account when making decisions?
Absolutely, but not on something when it's like food.
Gotcha.
If it's like what we're going to eat,
no.
But it's something.
Making plans with others.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I will put everything into account. Like, I'm very just.
What kind of energy do I got?
You have good energy.
Okay, good.
You're funny. No, it's almost down to like it's very strange. It's a very strange thing that I always knew that I guess I didn't know that I had it, but I was very. We could have a long conversation about this. I could just pick up other people's energies and I would almost start being that energy all of a sudden. And I didn't know why that would happen to me.
Uh-huh.
And then so when I finally realized that it was because I was
a sponge.
Able to, yeah, control. I was able to feel people's energies. I can, to a point where I can feel it in my, I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it in my goosebumps. I can feel it in my hair standing up in my neck. I can feel everything. And 9 times out of 10, I am always right on that characteristic of almost pinpointing the exact thing that's upsetting them. And I don't even know the person half the time when I walk into the room. So wow. It's like a very, like, and it's a very thing where I didn't know what I was doing. So I didn't know who I was. And I was, my energy levels were all over the freaking place, because if I was in a room, I would pick up 10 people's energies instead of just being there in my own. And so I'd have to, you know, I went to therapy and just kind of able to just be like, you're only in control of your own therapy or of your own energy, and that you can't, you know, you can't be. So it's like, yeah. So that's awesome. I take everything into account when I make a decision, everything.
And you're probably pretty reflective, and you solicit pretty much everyone's energy rather than opinion before figuring out.
Yeah, like I can feel it more than I can hear it.
Uh-huh.
Before somebody says, yeah, yes, absolutely.
So I bet there's some people you've met that you probably cannot be around.
No, and not even just, I couldn't even, yeah, have a conversation with, or,
like,
yeah.
Because that negativity, like, mm-hmm. you, oh. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I have some of that, because there are those people, and Steve doesn't get it.
Well, if you take your Enneagram, depending on your number, I could tell you if it has anything to do with being a highly sensitive person.
I'm gonna do this. I've been thinking about it ever since you mentioned it.
So I think what they said is that I'm a soft-hearted person, uh-huh. and I was born into an extremely destructive mm-hmm. environment, and I was very helpless when I was younger, and I was alone, and I didn't have anybody to talk to or reach out to, so I kind of adapted to,
whatever was around you?
Yeah, and I really picked up. I could feel everything around me because of my atmosphere was so all over the place.
So this says that big decisions are mentally exhausting.
Absolutely. Small decisions are mentally exhausting.
So you just moved. That's huge.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to decide that?
The move? I've known I needed to move forever. Oh, okay. So it was just finding the place, the right place to move. That is, was finding that the right place took 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
We renewed our lease twice and didn't want to because we couldn't find the right place.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Wow. You agonize about decisions long after we make them. I can say I've done that before. I think my hardest thing to do is changing jobs. Like, at my last job, I knew I had hit that wall where, hey, not happy, not doing good, not progressing. It probably took me 2 years after that to be like, I'm going to start applying.
Yeah.
Because those are huge life changes.
They are, yeah.
In the big scheme, when you have a job that has benefits. And
well, it's funny because I'm an entrepreneur and that makes no sense at all. And my therapist told me that many times. She's like, you know, what you do really, really affects you a lot. She's like, in a negative way. And I'm like, well, no, you know, that's why I do these things. And I do a lot for my mental health. I do a lot to keep track of that and to keep track of myself and not get lost in other people.
I don't think I could. I've talked to you about it. I've talked to Petra, one of my other co-hosts, about it. And she just left a job she'd been at for years.
Yeah.
To do something with her husband, their own company. And I'm like, scared. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Steve?
Yeah.
The boyfriend?
Yeah, like, all over the place. Traveling. If he doesn't get a job. Over. And it's always what? From job to job to job kind of a thing. I mean, you kind of have a, like me with market, you kind of know, but.
Kinda, yeah. What if one time they're like, "Oh, we're canceling this," or "Your booth space isn't there."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're so much stronger than me.
No, I don't. It's not that.
I think in those aspects, like, I'm just scared. I like the corporate environment because there's structure that I can.
But see, that's the thing is, I never came from a foundation or a structure. Mm-hmm. So since I never had that in my life, I was never scared to not have that. So I was always willing to take risks because my whole life was a giant risk. Like, I never had a. So that I feel like that was the only reason why I've ever been able to take so many giant risks to do what I'm doing.
Do you ever step back and go, what
all the time, what like on a daily basis, I'm like, don't step back, be in the moment, because if you step back, too many what ifs, and you know.
Do you do pros and cons?
Oh yeah, lists? Yeah. Like, I have so many lists. Yeah, I write a lot of things down.
And are you really proud of yourself when you efficiently make a decision?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
And like, it feels good. Like, it feels a good, like, it feels good in the core decision.
It took me a long time to buy the car I have now because I did my research and this was going to be my first new car all by myself. Steve was in Las Vegas and I went to the car dealership and I'm like, I want to test drive this car. I want this car. Okay, go. I remember driving away going, oh my God, this is my first big adult decision.
Yeah.
Woo! And it was just like, woo! I was calling everyone on my new Bluetooth. I'm like, hey, I'm in the car. And nobody does that.
People do that. People do that.
They call their mom or their dad. I was like calling my best friend. Hey, what are you doing? Guess what? I bought a new car.
You want to come by? I'll show you my new car.
So, yeah, I celebrate those things. You do too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Small accomplishments.
I didn't realize we deserve would be that be. Much alike deserve when it came to this. Yeah. That's awesome.
That is, yeah.
Because you are so independent in your lovely vintage. Mm-hmm. All right, I found this other article, Etiquette Rules That We're Probably Breaking. Did you read this?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
So do you know which hand you should wave with?
The right.
Why?
Was I right? Was I correct, I mean?
So your right hand is your social hand, and it should be available for shaking hands, waving, and blowing kisses.
Because I remember Princess Diana waving. Yes. That's the only reason why I said that is because I remember her cupping and just waving.
And if you were to cough? No.
No, left, because you left shake with hand, your right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know
It took
that.
Me a minute. It took me a minute. But no, I do the elbow. Elbow.
Steve will cough in his hand. I'm like, ooh.
So I'll, if I'm like in the produce section of the grocery store and I have to sneeze or cough, I'll get out of there and come back.
Because it's...
Yeah, and then I feel like everybody's going to be like, did you just cough on our vegetables?
Yes. That's awesome. Did you know that you need to wear your handbag on your right shoulder and sling it over the back? Do you sling it over the back of a chair? Where's your handbag?
It's right on the floor here.
There we go. Okay.
Picking up all the...
So to keep your social hand free for greeting, it's best to keep your handbag or cocktail in your left hand. So...
Handbag on my left.
Should be on the left shoulder. You shouldn't be putting
it
on the right.
I always put it on my right.
Me too. I actually have, if I'm out and about, I'll have like a crossbody and it's always on the right.
Okay.
So you got to keep everything in your left hand. You don't have to take the time to switch it over to the other arm when you're reaching out to shake someone's hand.
Yeah.
And I've been in that situation.
Yeah. And then you got to wipe your hand full of the condensation.
Elbow bump. Don't call it a purse. You should know this.
It's not a purse.
It's a clutch, it's a tote, it's a satchel that costs less than $100. A purse is something that is relatively inexpensive. A handbag is more expensive. I bet you knew that. Let's go to lowlovelyvintage.com. Right.
I can't believe that. I don't know.
So,
So wait, you said a purse.
A purse is a clutch, tote, or satchel, which cost less than $100.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. And then a handbag is something that costs more than $100.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I heard you wrong.
Okay.
So no, that makes sense. I thought you said a purse isn't that. And I was like, I thought a purse is definitely a clutch, a satchel, or a handbag.
Purse is cheap.
Yes.
Purse is cheap. Yes.
Okay.
And a handbag is more expensive.
But why?
I don't know.
These are just what people came up with.
Yeah, Neiman Marcus came up with it.
Oh, they did?
I bet they did. Or Michael Kors. He came up with it.
Yeah.
Did you know you could sit wrong?
Yes, I'm sitting wrong right now.
I probably am too. So
I'm sure.
To avoid collisions at the dinner table, always approach your chair from the left-hand side and exit on the right.
Oh.
If you need to use the restroom during the meal, never announce your intentions to the group. I'm always like, I got a tinkle.
Yeah.
And just say excuse me and step away. See, I feel like if you don't announce, like people are like, what?
Yeah, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is she sick?
You said get in through the left and exit through the right.
Yes.
I'm always awkward when I'm getting in and out of booths or in and out of space. It's just like I always feel like, so I'm going to do that next time to see if I feel weird.
Left and right.
Left
and
right.
So it's like everyone should get into the left so you don't run into people.
Yeah. Well. I don't know if everybody's on the same page. If everybody is on the same page.
So you should educate them.
Yes.
So you're sitting at a table and be like, you got out wrong.
Yes. So
you got to get out to the right. Can you imagine? Someone would look at you like, what?
You're bumping me. You're not supposed to be exiting this way.
some of these etiquette rules, did you? I remember reading an etiquette book when I was a little girl, and I was just like, this is so how I should be, and I forgot it all.
How funny. I was never taught etiquette. Nothing.
I think I checked it out at the library. At the library hour.
I think we should put kids through that class, that etiquette
course. They used
to. I don't know why they don't.
I remember in college, because I went to a Christian college, where we had to go through etiquette class. They set us down into a formal meal.
Yeah,
and stuff
I wouldn't
like
know
that.
What use to what fork to use. Or...
Yeah, it's all about from the inside out. Or out, it's been a while. Yeah, you can pass the salt and pepper wrong if they're not together. You have to pass them together. You can't just pass the salt or the pepper. It's a duo.
You don't get one without the other. I don't care if you don't want the pepper. Take the pepper.
I don't put pepper on anything, but you got to pass it to me. These are silly. Do you think they're relevant to today's age?
Not today,
age?
No. Nobody cares anymore, sadly
enough.
There's
not
enough.
Even salt and pepper on most tables.
Exactly.
Like, you get the packets.
Exactly.
You can applaud incorrectly.
I don't think so. I think that just applauding in general is pretty nice.
Yeah,
that's just a nice thing
now.
To do.
So, study celebrities at any major award show. Not everyone is properly recognizing the winners. The correct way to applaud is just slightly to your left, about chest height. You never want to clap in front of your own face, and you sure don't want to clap in front of someone else's face.
So you want me to go like this?
Yes.
Oh, well, that was just marvelous. That was just marvelous. I always go like this, just the slow, hard clap. Like, boom! Boom!
Because it's loud and it shows how much you're into it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. And don't even think about calling shotgun. Don't call the best seat in the car. Because the power seat in any limo is to the back and the right. That's the one you should leave for your boss. So the next time you ride in a limo with someone, you don't have a boss because you are your boss, give them the back left.
Do bosses pick you up in limos?
That happened to me once. When I worked at a radio station in Missouri, and we won some award, and they got us a limo.
Wow.
And I don't remember. I remember going, this is my first limo.
Yeah.
Yay!
Limo! That's not the life I'm living.
No.
But lucky if I get an Uber at this point.
So then after the boss, the next person in line gets to claim the seat to the left, while the junior person usually gets the middle.
Yeah.
So it's all about age, people.
Yeah.
The older people.
I was always stuck in the middle.
And you got to be careful when you're climbing into a vehicle. How do you climb into a vehicle, Tara?
Not gracefully, that's for sure.
I have a bruise right here from yesterday. Steve's truck bit me. I was getting in. I'm like,
Yeah.
I am not graceful when
I'm
it comes
not
to
a graceful
anything.
Person.
Really.
No, not
getting into a truck. One time, it was my very first time on a boat on the lake, and they're like, "Get into the water so you can get on the tube." And I'm like, "Boop."
Yeah.
And I remember one of the guys in the boat was like, "That was graceful."
I've literally had almost that exact same scenario happen to me.
You just told me to get in the water. You didn't tell me to be a mermaid.
You know? I did the same thing. I got out. I got out of a boat into the water, and it was a lot lower. It was a lot shallower than I thought.
Oh, no.
Then I came out like a fucking sea monster. And then they were like, "That was graceful." And I was just like, "That's pretty much how I do everything."
Yes. So when sitting into a vehicle, first sit down, then swing your legs in. Don't go with your hip first. That hurts. And it's just classy.
It's just classy.
And it prevents any skirt-wearing ladies from accidentally showing
their
hoo-ha.
Yeah. Which like I drive a truck, so that's pretty likely to happen at some point.
Be careful, because those paparazzi are following you,
right?
Sarah.
No, I wear underwear and some shorts, so we're good.
Good
deal. Not gonna flash anybody, but... It's good to know, because I get in with my foot first.
I just
and that's probably
one of
not
the
best way to go.
Yeah, don't do that, because that's what I did yesterday. I went hip first, and I'm like, bam, ow.
Yeah.
But don't point at your friends either, which
is,
I
is
do.
Is it rude?
Yes, pointing.
I've heard
that's
people
what,
say
we've
that.
I've heard that.
People,
don't point.
I mean, people have been like, don't point. Like, some people get really offended when you point.
You've got a gesture. That's what it says. Gesture. Be
just
sure
with all
to
hands.
Use an open hand.
All hands. Welcome.
You, sir.
Go that direction. What direction? Any direction. Pick a direction. I can't point.
Oh, my my goodness. And did you know you can use a revolving door improperly?
I've never done that gracefully either.
I know. Me, that and escalators. I'm like, one, two, three, go! Okay. And especially with a suitcase.
Yeah, there's no way to, yeah, like, no easy way to do that either.
So, when you're faced with a revolving door, it's polite to enter first. You never want your client or date to have to push while you're behind them. So you have to go in first to do the manual labor. Because you know the revolving door, you push.
You have to push, yeah.
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 It doesn't say anything about escalators. Those are two things I have problems with, are escalators and revolving doors.
So these are for some high-end people. These are for some classy folks. revolving doors and clutches and handbags. Just handbags.
Yes.
Yes.
You only sell handbags on lovelyvintage.com.
Oh, that's $100 for a bag. That's kind of steep. I don't know if I'm going to do that
but
to you again.
Going forward, you should call them.
Okay, handbags?
Handbags.
Even though...
they're not $100. We won't tell anyone.
Yes.
It's a turquoise handbag. No? You're not going to do it.
I will, because purse is just weird to spell. Yes. Every time I'm like, purse. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
That's right.
Google. Yep. That's
the
right.
One.
All right, so I'm going to have you make questions for next week's guest.
Okay.
And then we're going to schedule your next appearance on Two Girls, A Bottle of Wine.
Okay.
And we're going to post your upcoming Lovely Vintage appearances.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
No, just check out the website and follow me on Instagram and Facebook, because one day I'll start posting again, I promise. And
I've been following you.
Yeah, I don't do anything right
now.
Not
a lot.
It's so sad.
But when you do, it's like share. Are you going to do another succulent class?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Because now when I see succulents, I think Tara.
I should.
And they're on trend.
They are trendy.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Well, if you want to do one, let me know, friends out there listening.
They will. My lovely vintage.
I'll do one for you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.